Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell, and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
Today I want to talk about something that has finally reared its head in the news, and the Father's had this on my mind for a while now, and so I want to go ahead and expose some of this because, you know, it's worrisome when you realize some of these pop stars influence literally millions and millions of the younger crowds. And so no better way and to rear them from the time they're born into the agenda of the Illuminati, and use them when they're older to become out as major influences on everybody else. And that's what they do. What I'm referring to is this article YourNewsWire.com brought out about Justin Bieber, and he's saying pedophiles run the evil music industry. Really, Justin? Like, you don't know this, but let's play along. Okay. Justin Bieber told hundreds of people at a Bible study class in Los Angeles that he has woken up to the evils of the music industry and he needs to take a break from the industry because it's controlled by the absolute worst kind of people, pedophiles. Well, Justin, if it bothers you now when you're 20-some years old, it didn't bother you when you were younger going to underground sex parties in Hollywood. So clearly they're standing him up for disclosure. And there's several Justin Biebers, folks. The ones we've been seeing lately are not even close to the real one. The one they've showed giving tours and giving shows in Australia and some of these other countries. Now, he has supposedly done 150 shows, and he waits until there's 12 shows left to quit his tour because he wanted some light. He wanted some shade. He wanted some attention for quitting his tour early so he could throw some shade on the evil music industry. This is just disclosure, folks. And it wasn't even him doing those 150 shows. If you look at the Justin that performs at them, they're different Justin Biebers. He describes a party on the tour attended by the upper echelon of the music business, including executive vice presidents of development, producers, power agents, and international financiers. In other words, pimps. Bieber said he was encouraged to sexually abuse a young child who had been brought to the party for the sexual gratification of the industry elite. And of course, he names no names. It's always vague. You know, there's never any names mentioned. He's not telling us anything that Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell were trying to come out with pedophiles in Hollywood. They were both killed. The one guy, can't think of his name, the one coming out against, well, Charlie Sheen, but he didn't say his name. Corey Feldman, I think it is. He looks like he underwent a mind swipe, like they erased his mind. Now he's running around like he acts like a total dummy. I mean, they totally mind erased him. So he goes on to describe a scene where they had drugged this child and they wanted Justin to have sex with him and Justin refused. And that this was his chance to move up in the industry if he had raped this child, and it would be the difference from going to a multimillionaire to a billionaire like Jay-Z. See, he threw Jay-Z's name in there, throwing Jay-Z under the bus, giving Jay-Z some shade. Maybe Jay-Z's pissing some people off. I don't know. They have a way of keeping their own people in line, but they never go to jail. I mean, look at D.C. right now. It's a circus of everyone investigating everyone and no one going to jail. That's why I don't pay attention to any of it. But Justin Bieber has been hooking up with this Hillsong congregation for a while now, and this is a church out of Australia. And, you know, you look at the pastors, and they're tattooed clad, and they're trying to reach out to the younger generation. Okay, I get it, but I also know what the Bible says about marking yourselves and how demons attach themselves to tattoos, and that's why Israel was always forbidden to mark and pierce themselves. So this obviously is not a church that follows the Lord's ways. It is a church that follows more modern, traditional ways. I would rather be right than traditional. And this Hillsong is influencing millions of the younger generation. And you know what? If they're preaching the message of salvation and actually leading these people to the Father, So did Billy Graham. And Billy Graham was a 33rd degree Mason. He never believed in salvation. He did it as a business. He would lead them to the Catholic Church. And T.D. Jakes has been stood up to replace him. I warned this years ago that T.D. Jakes would be the replacement for Billy Graham. And look what's happening. They're standing him up finally. Everyone thought it would be Franklin Graham, but no, it was T.D. Jakes. He was pegged a long time ago to replace Billy. Anyway, what they're going to do is use this, and this is what I fear the most, and I hate to see it come out. They'll use him to appease the Christian crowds, the patriot crowds, which number in the millions much more higher than the actual libtards do. And, you know, this whole chip coming out, the mark of the beast, the chip of the beast, what if they use him to decry the whole thing, say, oh, it's not the mark of the beast as told in the Bible, it's just technology. And they're going to smooze millions of people and deceive them into accepting this chip in their hands. And they already, the whole thing about the tattoo fad is so that people would get tattoos on their forehead if they didn't want the chip in their hands. See, it can be either or. Because they can put chips in tattoos. That's not a problem. The chip is so small. And so that's what I've been seeing for a long time coming now, is that they're going to pull him out to promote getting chip implanted. But at first he has to embed himself in the Christian community so that he can influence the very ones they're targeting to get chip implanted, which is the Christians. How many of you Christians out there allow your kids to idolize this garbage in Hollywood? You know, I nipped it in the butt with my kids when they were young. They come to me telling me they really like somebody. I gave them the truth up front. Nip that in the butt. And so this is what I'm fearing the most, because of the influence factor here. And people won't wake up and realize that these celebrities are brands, and they switch them out with lookalikes to influence people, to keep the brand going. Justin Bieber's not his real name, especially when they take on a fake name. That's because that brand has been dedicated to Satan, that name. And whoever steps in to play that brand name, Justin Bieber, Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, Michael Jackson even, whoever steps in to play that brand name is dedicated to Satan. It's a brand. And so multiple individuals can be switched in and out to play under that brand name. One of the other things that always bothered me was Arnold Murray. You know, he's got one of those dead auras. He's got no light, and they play his, the chip is not, the mark of the beast is not the chip, over and over again on cable, and just makes me sick. When he's on, I just get so aggravated, and I have to turn it off the TV. I don't watch it. My husband leaves the TV on, and he'll leave the room, and I go in and turn it off. I cannot stand to hear the voice of a dead man. And even though he is physically dead, you can see in his voice, it's dead. It's dead. There's no energy or love of the Father there. He can quote scriptures all he wants to. But to get on TV, folks, you have to be a Mason. And when you're a Mason, you take an oath to Lucifer, the God of light. People say, oh, they don't know that. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They are taught it higher up, and you have to be higher up to get on TV. And now they've even got it to where you have to sign your soul to the devil to get on TV. All of the preachers that you're seeing on TV didn't get a free pass from anybody else. They're not on there because the Lord blessed them and gave them a TV show. They're on there because they signed their soul to the devil to get that TV show. So your little Joel Osteens and your Kenneth Copelands and your Joyce Myers, guess what? They all signed their soul to the devil. Joel Osteen is involved with the satanic group in Houston. I've talked about him before. Joyce Myers, all of them are involved with satanic groups. And then you see these pastors going to D.C. Boy, Trump can't get any real help, can he? He's just always surrounded by Satanists. Always. They're Satanists, folks. Do not listen to them. Do not be influenced by them. Do not let your children be influenced by them. You know, Justin Bieber was born a Justina. He was born a girl. And as he was taking the transgender medications from the time he was born, they hooked him up with Miley Cyrus. And Miley Cyrus was MK Ultra her entire life. She was taken to the Disney programming like most of those kids are. That's why they're called the Disney kids, because there's a huge MyLab underneath Disney World in Florida. And I have seen this with my own eyes. And they take these children in there from everywhere around the world, and kids who aspire to become television stars or pop stars, they're taken there and they're programmed. They're given what we call MK Ultra programming. And that is the life they go through from the time they are little. And they have what's called a sex altar that's programmed in as part of their personality. They all become multiple personal, what's called multiple personality disorder. It's called MPD. Now the modern day term is DID, dissociative identity disorder. What this MK Alter programming does is it programs five different alters minimum in these people. One of them is a sex slave alter. This happens to every person under MK Alter programming. And what they will do is force these kids to go to Hollywood parties, and they pull out, by code words, the sex alter that's programmed in that child. And that child becomes a sex slave to these pedophiles in Hollywood. They use the sex alter programming in the child. And Justin Bieber's well aware. He's been a part of this since he was a child. Miley Cyrus was a part of it. She wanted out. The original Miley, through all her satanic upbringing and MK Ultra programming, had a love for the Lord, a real love for the Lord. And you see it when she's 13, 14, 15, and her last album that she recorded, she had written love songs to the Lord, and they thought she was writing them to the Lord Lucifer. But Miley hated all that, the real Miley. She hated all that. She didn't want anything to do with it. She was writing love songs to the Lord, Jesus, Yahushua. And so when they get to be 18, these Disney kids are brought to a crossroads, 18 and 19 years old. And, you know, they're all MK Ultra programming. They've dealt with it their entire life, having different alters. And unless you're MPD, you wouldn't know what it, I don't know what it's like, but I've seen these kids coming in and out of the dimensions. They do fit dementia, they go hide, and somebody else takes over their body on Earth, and it's not them. And Miley was spending so much time in the other dimensions she didn't want anything to do with being Miley on Earth. Eventually they killed her. And so people are saying, what's this other dimension? Well, when you're a child, your mind breaks. They fracture your brain, and your mind breaks, and that person's soul, especially as a child, They're allowed to go into this dimension. I call it the fifth dimension. And the angels will look over them. They will protect them. Now, these kids don't actually see the angels, but there is a perimeter that they put these kids in. And the angels stay around it, and they don't let anything in there evil to harm these children. They protect them. And so Miley was what would go to this area of protection because somebody else had taken over her body. They're literally prisoners in their own body. At that point, when your mind fractures and you have multiple personalities, one personality's animating and living in your body, and you're just in the background watching and seeing everything going on, you have no control of it. She voluntarily would just leave because she didn't want anything to do with evil Hollywood, and she would go into this area, the fifth dimension, for the kids. I've talked about this area before, And the father would show me these kids there, literally took me to one place. I got lost trying to chase Miley. But she's quick. And she doesn't trust anybody. And eventually she did. She's funny. But Justin was with her. And he was with her, following her around. So not only on the real earth, but even in the fifth dimension, he would follow her around. They were friends. But Miley left. Miley, the Lord gave these children a light out. You might want to see where people, movies show a white light coming down and these kids are running. Well, he had me go preach to them. And I went and preached to about 500 of these kids. And the light came down and they all ran. They wanted the Lord. They wanted to go to heaven and be with the Lord. And they all ran. They got into the light and they were taken up to heaven. And Justin was not there. For whatever reason, Justin was not there that time. And so he was left. He was not taken. He was left behind. I always wondered what happened to Justin. I don't know. I imagine he's still on the earth in one of the trapped bodies he's in. But Miley and a bunch, about 500 other kids, were gone. They were taken. And so they're using Justin. Because the Miley that took over her, and this was a classic. Back when, because Disney replaces the kids if they don't sign the dotted line when they're 18, 19, they have to become adults and they have to make a choice, join the Illuminati or not. And Miley refused. And so they killed her. But she was, for years before that, just out of it anyway. Well, the girl that replaced Miley, and I can't remember her name offhand. I've mentioned it before. It was a classic because when she first came out, you can always tell by the odd statements they make. And she made a statement in an interview, and I wish I had kept it, and she said, "All my friends think I make a pretty Miley Cyrus than she did. I make a prettier Miley Cyrus than she did." So that was a dead giveaway that this girl was a replacement. There's also a replacement for Avril Lavigne, Melissa, whatever her name is. I'm not going to get into that now. But she was replaced. Avril Lavigne, they say she was replaced when she had Lyme disease, but she was replaced before then. I'm not going to get into that one. Because the real one, the new one now that replaced her, is a vampire. And I've said that. Selena Gomez, she's a vampire. That's why she never ages. Selena looked 12, 15 years ago, and she still looks 12. Yeah, it's because she's a vampire and never ages. Justin, on the other hand, was overtaken by a demon when he was little. They put this demon in him, and he had these just pure red eyeballs. I mean, the red eyes, red beady eyes, like you see in demons, that's what he has. He literally had a demon that was brought up from one of the underground cities in the earth and put in Justin when he was a child. And so that demon would operate in Justin as well. Let alone the fact that the doubles they use of him have been seen shape-shifting into reptiles. So he's got a lot of issues. And I bring this out because I don't want people getting messed up with him thinking, oh, he's really sincere. He's following the Lord. Because they're using Justin to deceive, to mock the Lord and to deceive the Christian crowd. And they'll pull him out and use him to promote chip implanting. Watch this from the younger generation Hollywood crowd coming out this year. Oh, it's cool. We can swipe our hands. Watch it. Because they're coming after the Christians. They're going to use... you're going to have a lot of fake people all of a sudden becoming pastors because Christians love those stories. Oh, Jim Carrey, look at him now. He's a born-again Christian. No, he's not. He's playing one. And that's not even Jim Carrey. He was killed back in 2012. This is the fake. And the thing with the fakes is they still have the memories of the ones they replace. And Jim hated the Illuminati. He was fed up. He was sick of it. He was the high priest of L.A. Probably still is with the fake one. And so they're bringing him out as a preacher now. It's all a game, folks. It's all a game. They're trying to worm their way into the Christian communities to get people away from the fear and the inhibitions of getting chip implanted. And they're going to tell you that the chip is not the mark of the beast, and they'll give you some drawn-out reasons why it's not and deceive people into getting it. Folks, if you get this mark, this chip, this microchip, you're damning your soul for eternity. These are not real people playing Justin Bieber and Jim Carrey. These are reptilians and demons taking over their bodies, leading them into deception to deceive you into getting the chip of the beast. Wake up to the games they play, folks, because they could affect millions if they get their way. And I'm here to fight against it and say, stop, folks. Don't get it. Read Revelation 13. It has everything to do with banking and trading and economics and swiping your hand. It has everything to do with that. It is not your thoughts. It is not your heart. It is a literal chip, the chip of the beast. It ties you into the beast computer. And from that point on, they have a kill switch directly to you. They can turn you off. They can kill you immediately just by turning the off button, because they control your very life from the time you get chip implanted. They're not going to do it right away, because right now they want to sell it as fun, convenient. You wait. Once it's enforced and they start forcing people to get it, is when the real horrors will start coming out about it. They're not going to say anything about it after that time. Never mind the tumors and the cancers and everything that takes place before then. So anyway, just a heads up, because Hollyweird is going to come out with their biggest and their best, swinging to get kids attracted to technology and attracted to getting chip implanted. They've already got them attracted to being tattooed. Look at how many people are tattooed now. People you never thought, never imagined would be sitting in a tattoo chair marking their bodies or getting tattoos on themselves. Demons attach themselves to tattoos. It was just a step, a phase, to get people acclimated to doing things to their body. It's conditioning. So anyway, I just wanted to talk about, give you a heads up, people you need to watch, their biggest right now that they promote because they have the approval of the Illuminati, because they're doing all the right sacrifices, they're following all the rules, they're doing all the ghastly satanic deeds they're supposed to do. Justin Bieber, Madonna, Jay-Z, Kanye West, Kardashians, Tom Brady, LeBron James, Angelina Jolie, George Clooney, anybody you see over and over and over again getting publicity in the media, those are the ones that are being praised. When you get love and shade from the Illuminati that owns the media, then you're doing something right. You're approved. They're giving you their blessings to get publicity, because when you're not in their good standing, you get nothing. You get nothing. You get it completely ignored. You couldn't buy a paparazzi to take your picture. You couldn't buy one to follow you around town and catch you as you're walking into a store. You know, all this stuff is so pre-planned. It's fake. They get all the paparazzi. So I line up at a store and tell them, Kim's coming. Start taking pictures. So when she shows up, all the paparazzi goes nuts. Yeah, all that is pre-planned. Sell a Hollywood celebrity lifestyle that doesn't actually exist without the planners behind the scenes. It's all sold to sell you hype and a fake life that doesn't exist. Anyway, folks, I'll be back on Monday night. Just wanted to give you a heads up on some of the games Hollywood's playing and to watch out and warn your children. Till next week, everybody. Yeah, bless.